The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After a landslide win in the last general election, Sir Keir Starmer is almost 1 year into his prime ministerial role. We were going to look at how fares he and what kind of challenges he faces in a world of unpredictable Trumps and all the rest of it. But he's got a bigger challenge with the release of a YouGov poll this morning. I'm joined by Enda Brady, TRT World presenter. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, this is not a prediction, but it's a statement of where the seats would go should an election happen today. And it's not good news for Keir Starmer and even worse news for the Conservatives.
It's a really shocking indication of just how fragmented UK politics has become. So the two parties who have dominated everything in Britain for a century, Labour and the Conservatives, even if this they combined their support in 4 years' time, according to this poll, they would not be able to stop Reform UK. Nigel Farage's party would have 271 seats. Labour would be reduced down to 178, and the Conservatives would be on 46. So lots of caveats here. Obviously, it's 4 years away from another UK general election, and voting intentions may change. A lot will clearly change in the next 4 years. But as it stands right now, if there were an election this week, and this poll is correct, Nigel Farage would be heading towards number 10 Downing Street.
Now, he would need a bit of help, even as this poll stands. So would it be a Lib Dem reform government, or would there be enough with the Tories alone to have this right government?
Yeah, I think ultimately, if it came to it and this situation played out, the Liberal Democrats are not going to go into government with Reform UK. I think you would be seeing the most right-wing government in history in the United Kingdom, and he would try to do a deal to mop up those extra seats he would need to get a majority government. He could well rule, it could be a hung parliament, and he could be a minority leader of a Reform UK government. But I think Keir Starmer today will be sitting down analysing this. And this is not a bolt from the blue. There was a poll last week saying that most people want Farage to be prime minister. I think the question for Starmer is, how has he managed to squander so much political capital in 12 months?
Now, that is a question. I mean, he was handed a basket case of an economy. He will say that. But of course, that was then, this is now. And he's had to take his own actions to try and boost tax receipts and therefore limit spending as well to try and balance the books. One of those issues was welfare cuts. Now, I was trying to figure out exactly what's he cutting, who's going to suffer. And there's a rebellion by 120 Labour MPs who don't like what he's doing.
So there is a feeling in government that there are a lot of people swinging the lead, claiming benefits when they should actually be in the workforce. So they're really tightening up the rules and regulations about who actually qualifies for benefits, in particular something called PIP, which is personal incapacity payments. So they're really kind of turning the screws on people. A lot of people are saying, critics are arguing that this is targeting the most vulnerable in society. But look, the big figure in the UK, Pat, to look at, 9.2 million adults of working age, aged 18 to 65, 9.2 million adults are doing nothing. They're not in work, they're not in training, they're not in education or employment. And clearly, that is something that Starmer is very concerned. Look, he's made some unpopular decisions. The winter fuel payments for pensioners, removing that and now flip-flopping on it and going back and saying some will get it and some won't. He's made a lot of unpopular decisions, but the money is not there. He was left an absolute basket case, as you say, from 14 years of Conservative rule. He's saying he's just playing with the kind of money that is available and there's not very much of it.
And yet he's got enough money to buy a new fighter jets that would have a nuclear capability.
Yes, 12 of them. So this was a deal that was done yesterday with President Trump, trying to curry favour there yet again. 12 F-35A fighter jets the UK's put an order in for from an American company. And Starmer is arguing that in the world we now live in, Imperial Russia flexing its muscles, the UK needs to be able to launch nuclear missiles, not just from submarines, but from the air if it comes to it. So this is like nod and a wink to Putin just to say, don't even think about it.
Now, the election is 2029, so Keir Starmer has some time to make up ground. The question will be, will anyone put the pressure on Farage to explain what he would do about those 9 million people who are, quote unquote, swinging the lead?
Well, this is the question, Pat, that nobody puts to Farage here. He gets quite an easy ride in the media, if you ask me. You know, he's getting all this support. People are talking about him, but he doesn't seem to have any ideas. You know, growth in the economy, there is none here. It's flatlining along. A lot of people, the same people, are paying more and more tax to pay for everything. And Farage just seems to kind of ride straight through without anyone questioning what he would do. He says he would change things, he would reform things, but what's he going to do to get growth going? And I think Starmer needs to tackle him head on now. So Starmer's chief of staff is Morgan McSweeney from Macroom in County Cork. He's under a lot of pressure today. The backbenchers don't like him. They say it's a boys' club behind the scenes and McSweeney has too much power. They need to get their own house in order quickly, Labour, and they need to face off this threat from Farage, because he is just getting more and more popular. And we're in a situation where, yes, he could feasibly get into Downing Street in 4 years' time.
Now, London in this YouGov poll still remains a Labour stronghold. So Labour might be trying to ask themselves, what are we doing right in London that is keeping us strong? They will lose 5 seats. But on the other hand, the Tories, having changed their leader so many times in the last while, Kemi Badenoch must be saying, I'm done. I'm bunched with those numbers.
Well, she will never hold her hand up and say that she's a fighter. You know, she wakes up, a lot of her critics would say, and everything I'm hearing in Westminster is that she wakes up in a feisty mood, and she's quite a driven woman. A lot of people would say she comes across as a very angry woman. Her message just hasn't landed. I'm not sure the Conservatives even know who they are anymore. So this latest poll has her party on 46 seats. So that would reduce them to less than the Liberal Democrats have. The Conservatives will be a party of the past if this plays out. But look, everything I'm hearing, Pat, in Westminster is Robert Jenrick will be the next leader of the Conservative Party, and he will lead them into the election in 2029. And what's interesting about him is two things. Well, he served in government previously. He was Justice Secretary. He has already mooted doing a deal with Reform, so that the right is united. But why would Farage want to embrace a party that's only going to have a couple of dozen seats?
Now, the question of Keir Starmer's personality and how he's behaved towards Trump, for example, and we remember that famous exchange, or the pulling out of the envelope from his inside pocket to give to Trump to invite him. Personal invitation from the king. That personal invitation is not going to be realised, it would appear, before a state visit.
So this is very interesting. They're bringing it forward. What the royal family wanted was that Trump would visit for lunch in Balmoral in Scotland before the end of the year. And it would be a one-day visit. Come have lunch, meet Charles, and they would plan the trip. Now, every royal journalist earlier this year was being briefed by the palace that this state visit, unprecedented, a second state visit for a US president, would not happen until 2026, if not early 27. And now, out of nowhere, the Trump camp wanted it done as soon as possible. He wants to be here as soon as possible. And Keir Starmer is now telling Trump, come in September this year. So I would imagine the palace will not be happy with this. But again, Starmer realises that the UK needs growth. It needs more trade with America. And he really wants to curry favour with President Trump.
Well, we've been talking earlier in the programme about Trump and eaten bread so soon forgotten. It doesn't matter how much you fawn, how much obsequiousness you show to this man. He takes it for granted. He is entitled. That's his view. So I don't think any of this stuff is going to cut much ice with him. However, if you say no, you might get his vitriol and his vindictiveness heaped upon you. Anyway, Enda Brady, TRT World Presenter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.